Hey everybody, Colby Minto here with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod, and today's show is called, How Can St. Louis Homeowners Distinguish Between Mice and Rats? Hear scratching in your walls? The solution depends on whether you're dealing with mice or rats, and getting it wrong could cost you hundreds. Today's quick guide will help St. Louis homeowners spot the difference. Let's start with size and shape, because this is your first major clue. Mice are the compact cars of the rodent world. We're talking 2 to 4 inches body length, with ears that look almost too big for their heads, like a teenager who hasn't grown into their features yet. Their nose is pointed, kind of like a pencil tip. Rats, on the other hand, are the SUVs, stretching 7 to 10 inches long, with ears that actually look proportional to their head, and a blunt nose that reminds me of a boxing glove. Now for the evidence these unwanted tenants leave behind. Mouse droppings look like dark rice grains scattered around, and they make holes about the size of a dime, perfect for their tiny bodies. Their gnaw marks are subtle, like someone took a nail file to your baseboards. Rats are much less subtle. Their droppings are huge, about 3/4 of an inch long, and they leave holes you could fit a quarter through. Their bite marks look like someone went at your wood with a chisel. When it comes to behavior, mice are like curious toddlers. They'll explore everywhere, nibble a bit here and there, and generally act pretty bold about it. Rats? They're more like cautious teenagers, hugging the walls, sticking to their regular paths, and being way more predictable about where they'll show up. Here's a real story that'll drive this home. Had a client in South City who spent months putting out rat traps, burning through about $400 worth of heavy-duty equipment. Finally installed a security camera, and guess what? Mice! Those expensive rat traps were way too big, like trying to catch a minnow with a shark net. So here's your takeaway, folks. Before you spend a dime on traps or call in the pros, do these three things. Measure any holes you find, snap a photo of droppings next to a coin for size comparison, and pay attention to whether the damage follows the walls or shows up all over the place. Trust me, knowing what you're dealing with will save you time, money, and frustration. This has been Colby Minto with St. Louis Rodent Control Advice Pod.